Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. Without further ado, let's plug in. Dr. Andrew Huberman on the holy grail of feeling good. Who doesn't want to feel good? We all want to feel good, whether we're eating, exercising, fucking. When we feel good, we want more of it. It makes sense. If something feels good, it feels rewarding. We crave more of that thing. So how do we make work feel good? It seems like that's what most people have trouble figuring out, including myself, is we do all these other things around our work, whether it's eating or exercising or taking trips. We do all these other things to make ourselves feel good. And sometimes it's to be a distraction from the fact that we don't like what we're doing for work. There's a lot of people that don't like what they do on a day-to-day basis. So how do we make the work feel good? How do we make effort feel good? How do we make the things that we're doing from a day-to-day basis feel good so that the other things we do that feel good, like eating, traveling, fucking, anal, whatever it is, so all those things are enhancing our lives instead of distracting. There is an episode that I'm in the middle of listening to with Dr. Andrew Huberman, who is a neuroscientist at Stanford. He's an absolute beast. He has a podcast called The Huberman Lab as well. I was listening to Andrew Huberman, Dr. Andrew Huberman, talk on the Lex Fridman podcast about feeling good and about effort. And this is what he has to say on feeling good. This is Dr. Andrew Huberman. There's a very interesting relationship. There's a very interesting relationship between testosterone and dopamine. The major effect of testosterone is to make effort feel good. Testosterone doesn't necessarily drop with sleep deprivation. That's a bit of a myth. Testosterone doesn't necessarily drop with sleep deprivation. That's a bit of a myth. You need sleep to replenish testosterone eventually. The real question is, are you enjoying what you are doing? Are you enjoying what you're doing? If you can just convince yourself, or ideally just enjoy yourself, you will maintain and even increase testosterone stores, which will make effort feel good. To me, that's the holy grail. When effort feels good, life gets way better. And that is Dr. Andrew Huberman on the Lex Fridman podcast. I have always felt this way on an intuitive level. And it's cool to have a scientific explanation of this, a biological explanation of this. When I feel good, when I'm enjoying myself, I have more energy. Life is better. The effort feels good. I feel like I can tap into an extra source of energy and performance when I am feeling good and when I am enjoying myself. There's an old adage in baseball. Feel good, play good. Look good, feel good. Feel good, play good. And play good, you get paid. And I did not get paid because I did not play pro after college baseball. But the point is that feeling good often led to playing good. Of course you need the skills. Of course you need the experience. Of course you need the foundation as a baseball player, as a pitcher, as a hitter, to play good. Feeling good, though, and enjoying what you're doing, finding enjoyment in the process, not getting to a third round draft pick, not eventually making millions of dollars playing baseball, but thoroughly enjoying the process of baseball made me a better player. And honestly, looking back, is something that I should have looked to do more. I enjoyed a lot of the training, and I dreaded sometimes the game days. I was always thinking about the result. I need to throw seven innings and not give up more than two runs to have a good performance. I need to do this in order to be a better performer to have this result. And I didn't think like that for a lot of my baseball career until about halfway through college. I didn't think about, am I actually enjoying myself right now? I know I'm playing baseball, but am I fucking enjoying this experience? This isn't going to last forever. This is cool. I'm getting to play a game, compete against people. Am I enjoying the experience? Am I enjoying the training? And that gives you an extra energy and makes the effort feel good. You can feel better putting in the work. And another thing that I've realized that Dr. Andrew Huberman's quote relates to is I can outwork people now in podcasting because I genuinely enjoy what I'm doing. Even when I shouldn't have energy, even when I sleep for 4 or 5 hours, I can tap into a source of enjoyment because I genuinely feel a purpose from what I'm doing. I want to make my own small corner of the world a better place with what I'm doing, and I feel that drive, I feel that energy. I can tap into this internal source of enjoyment that Dr. Huberman is talking about, even when I'm not on sleep or a lot of sleep. It's impossible to beat someone when they enjoy what they do, because they're always going to be able to tap into that extra level of, I like doing this. I love doing this. I can't picture my life without this shit, and I will leave you in the fucking dust because I genuinely enjoy what I'm doing. I'm not doing it for a paycheck. I'm not doing it for a promotion. I'm not doing it because someone's telling me to. I'm doing it because I fucking love it. And there came a point when I was playing baseball when a lot of my peers passed me because I just didn't fucking love it. There were surgeries, there were some injuries, but like I just lost the passion for the game. And I felt that energy fade from me quickly, like kind of overnight. I realized I wasn't enjoying the game anymore, and I was playing it for the goal of eventually trying to make money as a pro baseball player and fulfill this childhood dream that didn't really excite me anymore. And I love baseball. Baseball sports will always be a part of my life. And that competition aspect is a big part of what makes me a good podcaster. But baseball taught me that you need that internal drive. You need that energy. You need that thing that makes you enjoy what you're doing. You will be able to outwork people. That's like the last part of that quote says, to me, that's the holy grail. When effort feels good, life gets way better. The question is, are you enjoying what you're doing? That is a fucking cheat code. And that is the link. If you want to hear more about the link between testosterone and sleep and feeling good for all the technical stuff that I'm not qualified to speak on, definitely go listen to the Lex Friedman and Andrew Huberman podcast, which I will link in the description of this podcast. I also wanted to talk about something that I do pretty often when I need that like extra switch, extra flip of the switch for a little bit of an energy boost to bring myself back into the present, give myself a little kickstart. Sometimes with podcasting, the work is fucking tedious. There's a lot of editing, there's a lot of posting, there's a lot of chopping up material. And it feels like a burden sometimes. It feels like I have to do this. And I remind myself that I get to do this. I get to record podcasts. I get to speak to some of the most fascinating people on the planet. I get to have an audience that listens to me run my mouth for 10 to 15 minutes every day. And I'm deeply appreciative of that. There is no podcast without an audience. Otherwise, it's just audio. I get to do these things. So I switch I have to I get to. And it's not always easy. I do it a lot with working out, where maybe it's the end of the day and I told myself I'll work out, and it's so easy to just fucking, for me, to just go right on to dinner because I work out right before dinner. It's so easy to skip that step and say, all right, today, fuck it, going to dinner. Then I'm going to maybe do a little extra work, watch a show, wind down, go to bed. And just doing that simple switch, I have to work out to I get to work out, is such a powerful thing, because you're looking at it as an opportunity instead of a burden. So my challenge to you, my challenge to myself, is to take stock more often in the day-to-day enjoyment of what you're doing. Not I'm doing this for a future goal, or I'm doing this to get paid, or I'll be happy 10 years from now. I'm grinding my dick off now because I'll be happy at some point in the future. We know that's not true from experience and science, that working towards an external goal of a future point of happiness never works, because it always pushes back and back and back and back with experiences and material things. When you get the material thing that you thought was going to make you happy, you get a quick boost and then you're back to the plateau. Same thing with experiences. When you get to that promotion or you get to that level, whatever it is, finishing that degree you think is going to make you happy, you get a hit for a little bit and then you go back to your normal level of happiness. You normalize. And so it's take stock more in your day-to-day of, am I actually enjoying what I'm doing right now? Am I enjoying my job? Am I enjoying this MBA? Am I enjoying this making music, writing this song, going for a walk, working out? Am I enjoying what I'm doing? And if I'm not enjoying it, how can I sort of switch that mode from the burden to the opportunity mindset? And maybe it's just not, you don't enjoy it because it's just not for you. Maybe you're not enjoying it because you're living for someone else's expectations and you don't actually want to do what it is that you're doing right now. You're doing it because you have this societal expectation on you, or your parents' expectation on you, or you already put in a certain amount of years or money into this thing and you feel like you have to finish it, and that is the expectation. So take stock in yourself of how much you enjoy doing things, and you can, like Huberman says, the holy grail, when effort feels good, life gets way better. And you can do that from a day-to-day basis. You can check in with yourself. Also, it's multiple hosts to the podcast. I am bringing back Patreon. If you've been listening to the podcast from the beginning, you know that we used to do Patreon exclusive episodes on the weekends. I didn't really like that because I want to put out an episode every day for you guys for free. So what I'm going to do, instead of making the weekend episodes Patreon exclusive, I'm going to keep putting out an episode every day. But on the Patreon, on patreon.com/auxoro, AUXORO, link in the podcast description, there will be an extra episode each week posted on the Patreon of The Aux, along with early access to my other podcast, Auxoro, where I interview guests. Those are guest conversations. So there will be, the Aux podcast will be free always, every day when I release it. And in addition, there are extra bonus episodes on the Patreon. So if you want, it's $5 a month, cup of coffee, check it out there. If not, this will always be free. So whatever is right for you, the option is there on Patreon. If you don't want to pay the $5 a month, you could also tell a friend and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Helps us appear higher in searches. More people find out about us. And thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a great fucking day.